So he says, it's the times of the second base Hamikdash, and he says that there's a discussion in the Gemara in Yevamos if Meiser Rishon, if Meiser applied in the second base Hamikdash, because you need to have Rov Yisrael, majority of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And when they came up to, in the times of Ezra, the majority of people didn't come up yet. So there wasn't a chiyuv yet. So he also asked this type of question, like how practical could it be to go try it? And then he says, but then the way the conversation goes, he says, go try it. So, but his response is not that I'm going to try it. He says, okay, fine. But mishari the nesoya, you're allowed to test Hashem. He says, lo tenasu. He says, don't test Hashem. So it sounds like there were like two steps to the conversation, because if his whole question was about how could you test Hashem, he should have said it in the beginning. Instead of going this back and forth and saying, what's the pshat in the pasuk? And he says, well, this is what the pasuk is saying. And he says, really? Are you sure about that? Are you allowed to do it? And he says, yeah, because of Rehoshia says of the pasuk of Adios Kol Ma'aseh. So it sounds like it's a broken chain. Right, another way the Gemara already asked this question, that's like that, why they go back and forth. He says, why does he say Rabbi Yochanan says Zil Nasi, go try it? He should have just said that I know it because of the pasuk in Tanakh. The pasuk in Tanakh says Hashem says bring the Meiser, and then if you bring the Meiser, then I'll make an unbelievable amount of wealth coming. So the Gemara goes mamish like in steps. So finally, he pushes him up against the wall. He says, oh, okay, there's a pasuk Rav Hoshea said that you're allowed to do this and make money off it. So so why does he say this is Zil Nasi? So he says, the Gvura Sari says, that the discussion over here was in this question, we were saying how to understand the pasuk. That the child thought that the pasuk of Aser Mishosha Aser was saying it's a haftacha, it's a promise. Hashem says, if you give Meiser, I promise you'll become rich. Meaning that that it's a schar v'onish thing. That just like Hashem says, if you do the mitzvahs, I promise you that you'll have asafa deganecha. So he thought that's what it's saying over here. You do the mitzvahs, and in the schar of the mitzvahs, you'll get wealth. Like we find many mitzvahs, he says, we know, Eilu Dibayim Shalom Ocha Peh Hosein Ba'olam HaZeh, Vakayim Kayem HaSol Olam HaBa, the whole list of mitzvahs we say in Berachos HaTorah, you do the mitzvahs that you eat, there's a schar in Olam HaZeh, that you get schar in Olam HaZeh for these mitzvahs. So he thought that that's what it means. Aser Mishosh Tazash is another chazal reiterating the fact that there's schar mitzvahs in this world that you'll get. But he says the chiddush was that Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the pasuk is b'mechayish that shetachavim mechavanas mechavim shasafroshas meiser, that you should have kavana when you take off the meiser and you separate it amenashet hasasha, in order the kavana that you should have, that you should make money and become wealthy. Hainu afilut leilenasos, and that's even if you want to test Hashem, meaning even if you want to. It's almost like you're saying to Hashem, I'm doing this, I want to test you that you're going to follow through. Because it's like an insight on a test to test Hashem that he'll follow through and that he'll become wealthy. So he said, that's why he says, Minalachaha, how do you know this, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, Asher Pishmet Tzasha, then the child says, how do you know? He says, because maybe the question of what he was asking is, Dilma Krahav Tachahu, Lo Lahatr Nisayon. Maybe the Pasuk is saying only a promise that Hashem says, I give you reward, not that to allow you to test Hashem and to have that kavana, that your intent when you take off the ma'aser, that you want to specifically get that money. So that's why he says, how do you know it? So he says, Zil Nasi, he says, Jesus says, go try it. No, I'm telling you, it's not just a nice thing that Hashem is saying, I'm going to give you this kind of knowledge. He says, go try it, because this is really what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is saying, go ahead and do it when you initially give off the ma'aser. This can be your kavana. And then the child says on that, oh, you're telling me that it's that you're allowed to do this lachachila, you're allowed to go have this kavana to want to make money, then how does that jive with the pasuk lo tanasa? So then he says, okay, you're asking about you're asking on my pshat. So he says, then he brings the pasuk in Tanakh. So I think you still have to come on to the next Gemara. The Gemara is, later on says that there's another pasuk exchange with him, that he started with the pasuk in Tanakh. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, is it possible that there's not a pasuk in Tanakh, which is not remez in the Torah, mm-hmm. has to be in the Torah? So then he says that he brings a pasuk with Yosef that the brothers said that Hashem must be hating us because what is this that Hashem did to us? And because we were in such a predicament. So the Gemara says that everything in the Tanakh comes from the Torah. So I think it's the same. I think it's not a coincidence that these two Gemaras are back to back. I think what's happening is that really in Achinami, in terms of why didn't he just bring the pasuk of Tanakh? That really you see everything in the pasuk of Tanakh much more clearly. Mm-hmm. Right? But he doesn't bring that pasuk right away because Rabbi Yochanan says everything starts in the Torah. So he starts in the Torah. Then he puts him up against the wall and he says, how do you know the pasuk is telling you that you're not having kavana? I should actually try it myself. Maybe the pasuk is just telling me that if you do this, Hashem will give you brachas. And he says, no, because Hashem says, bring the ma'aser and test me with this. So that means Hashem is saying, you're allowed to have this kavana that I'm going to test me, that I'm going to make you rich. So that's how he says the pshat. He says an interesting thing here, which other people bring up this in his discussions. The Gemara says, in trying to explain the chiddush over here, he says, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, if a person says, I'm giving tzedakah, k'dei sheyichya bini, I'm giving selazu, I'm giving this dollar, $100 for tzedakah so that my son will live, so the child is very sick, or, you know, for shlema, or k'deisha ezgeh balachay olam haba. He says, I'm giving this so that I'll be merit to olam haba. Harez a tzadik gamma. He's considered a tzadik for that. So he says that we already know from the Gemara that you're allowed to do mitzvahs in order to get some kind of merit. Right? A person says, I'm giving tzedakah so that for shlema, so that you know, something good should happen. So he says, aser b'shoshet is asher. Presumably, is saying something else. We know that. We assume that there's a schar v'onus, there's a reward. So I think he's understanding that when a person says, "I'm giving money so that my son will live," he's essentially saying that I know Hashem, I trust Hashem that He gives rewards. So I'd like to have that reward in the form of the refor shleim, in the form of this, in the form of that. Schos parnasa. It's over here, but he's saying here the pasuk is saying a more wild thing. It's a more bigger chiddush that. Then when it comes to ma'aser, specifically ma'aser with the pasuk, that you can do it with the motive to become rich. So there's a different thing as opposed to just saying just that it's a schar v'onesh thing. So that's I think nice in terms of the pshat and the gemara. This is the gemara already saying pshat on its own. It's not quoting Rishonim like Rashi Tosus, but I think it works well in terms of the give and take of the gemara and how he finally brings the pasuk. Of Harikos Lechem Bracha, they die only after he's pushed against the wall. There's another question in the pshat here. What to take out of this Gemara? Is this rule that according to the Gurus Hari, meaning that you can have Kavana, Shvil Shetis Asher, you should give Meister in order that you should become rich? That should be your Kavana. Is that specifically talking about Meister of Meister Rishon, which is a grain that was given to the lady in the field, or would that apply to what we call tzedakah, but the technical term is ma'aser k'safim, ma'aser from monies. So you know, nowadays most people we know are not in the agriculture business. Mm-hmm. I've met someone who does it, and you could make a lot of money off selling apples, but most of us don't. So if you're selling anything else, you know, you're selling commodities, you're selling, you're making money in business, and give and take. So there's a couple of questions. Number one is, first of all, is there a mitzvah for that? Because the pasuk of aser to aser, which is saying you should give a tenth, and is talking about ma'aser rishon to Levi, and that was only bisman based on mikdash. We don't even have that nowadays. So is there a mitzvah of ma'aser nowadays to give ma'aser, or is it just a minhag, or is it a derabbanan? So basically the three possibilities the post can talk about. It's a whole very interesting discussion. It's possible it's not a mitzvah sase doraisa, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to say you can give ma'aser on your money. It says give ma'aser from ma'aser rishon. Maybe it's a minhag. It's even less than a derabbanan. And so that's one question. The other question is, does this Let's say a person would choose, let's say it's the Rabbanan or a Minna, and a person is doing this mitzvah, does the same rule apply that he should give Maaser in order to make money? And like, this is the way that
you expect him to make the money. Yeah, that's you can expect to make it on cash.
Right. So that's another question over here. Some other questions. Fine. So let's do the Tosfos over here, because it's on the main Tosfos on the page, and he touches on some of this. And I saw discussions, like everything here is machlokas, as always, in terms of the halacha ma'isa. Aser to aser, hachi isa b'sifri. The following is what it says in the sifri, the medrash halacha on the varim. So it says, aser to aser is called tevu asazarecha. Hayotzei asadeh shana shana. So he quotes the whole pasuk, the sifri. He should take off ma'isir on all the produce of your field, what comes out of your field every year. And by the way, this is also another raya that it sounds like it's talking about Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Sheni doesn't apply every single year. It alternates with Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni is I'm sorry, it's the other way around. Maaser Rishon is year 1-2. Right, Maaser Rishon is year 1 and 2. Maaser Ani is year 3. Right, so 1, 2, 4, 5 is Maaser Rishon. 3, 6 is Maaser Ani. So those alternate. Maaser Sheni is what's every year. So if anything, that sounds like it's talking about Maaser Sheni. But okay, let's forget that. The Sifri says, I only know the tavua of your what you planted, so you seeded. Shechayi b'Maaser. Let's say you have a bank and you make interest, or you buy and sell, and any other revachim, any other profits, how do we know? Tamalom as kol, it says as kol. It says as kol, all of the production of what you seeded. It could have said, take off Maaser from Tvuascha. My call, why did it say call Tvuascha? Rabbis Ribbis Uprachmatia, Bechol Davar Shamar Viachbo, which is coming to include everything else. So he says clearly, the Sifri says that this is a drasha. According to the Sifri, it would be Doraisa. But it's not saying the Rabbanim created this. The Sifri is saying this is what the Pasuk is hinting to. And the Pasuk says, Kol Tavua Zarecha, it includes the Tavua. It includes the, not just Tavua, it includes also buying and selling and any other business. So anyone who's going to say that it's not the Rabbanan, that's not the Raisa, is going to be paskening basically against the Sifri, according to Tosfos. The Sifri Tosfos brings. And it also says this in Haggadah. Haggadah must be some kind of medrash. It's not talking about Haggadah Shal Pesach. It's talking about a medrash halacha of sorts. Hayotzei asadeh shana shana. It's on the end of the pasuk that says that what comes out of the field year by year. Kloma im lo ta'aser sadecha kohogen. Meaning to say, if you don't take off ma'aser from your field properly, lo yiyalecha ela hayotzei min asadeh. You'll only have what comes out of the field. Okay. It's a scary thing. Kloma, meaning to say, lo yasa sadecha ela kafi ma'asos. Your field will only produce, according to the ma'asos, a tenth, shayat kodem lachim, which was before. Da'ayin ha'yotzei min asadeh, kloma, meaning to say, ma'asha yisa ragilo tzila ma'asa min asadeh, what you normally would have been able to produce from the field. So, meaning that it works backwards, that if you don't give ma'aser, then your field is going to have a terrible year. Instead of producing 100 bushels, it'll only produce 10. So what you normally would have been giving away, that's all what would come out of the field. So this medrash is saying, hayotzei asadeh shana shana, what comes out of the field, meaning what comes out of the field will only be what normally you give for ma'aser year after year.
So you get 90 bushels instead of 100 bushels.
Right. So I don't think this is a raya that he's saying that it applies to Ksafim, to Pachmatya. Anyway, it's a little bit of a transition to that. Rashi Tosfos says Hachi Nami Ikar BeHagadah. This is also there is in the Haggadah. I think he's just saying that he's bringing another medrash that says that it's really taking it in the other direction. That this medrash is saying that not just that. Our Gemara is saying that if you give Ma'aser, you can give Ma'aser in order to make money. This is saying like the opposite. Forget about it. Yeah, making money. This is like an extreme. Like if you don't give it, you're basically like you're going to be poor. So it's an extreme, right?
You're saying you're going to be poor, so you're going to say you're going to lose that 10% anyway. So
right. So it's like it's almost like there's no middle ground. Either you're going to lose everything, or you make it and give it to make money. Ma'aser ba'adam echad. So the rest of Tosfos brings this story like to reiterate this point. This is from the Medrash. Ma'aser ba'adam echad asher helo sadeh sha'asta elef kur. As a rich man, his field was producing 1,000 measure of 1,000 a year. He also asher notel kuf kurin ma'aser ma'afish kol shana v'shana. He gave up 100 every year. This rich man, all his life, he would give out 100 out of 1,000. Kishachal alamus karalibno. V'amala bni dash sadeh ze zush ani morish lecha osa b'chol shana v'shana elef kurin. Look, son, I'm about to die. This field produces that you're going to inherit. Mm-hmm. Produces 1,000 a year. He's a hair shetafish kuf kurin kasher sisi. Be careful. Make sure to set aside 100, like I did. Meis also aish and died. Amana b'mem koma v'asa sadeh elef kurin kasher yosel chaya av. It produces again, just like it did in the father's lifetime. Hifish mimana kuf kurin mishana kuf kurin. And so he gives off 100 kor, just like his father had instructed him. B'shana shniya, second year, is takdel v'ra'a ben shamasa hea davar gadol. The son is like reflecting, he sees the ma'aser is a lot of money. I gave off a hundred bushels, 100, a lot of the percentage. B'amar, and he says, shalo yafish, side this year is not going to give. So l'shana acheres, the next year, nismayit hasada. This field minimizes production. Lo asa ki im mea kurin. Maybe literally like this matters.
You only get 10%.
Terrible year. It's dialogue. So he was stressed out. Shamu krovav shakach miyed. And the relatives heard that that's what happened. That it went down so much in the market that year. And they heard that he hadn't said that he had minimized and not separated ma'aser. They all came to him and they were wearing white clothes and they were happy. So it sounds like they were almost like celebrating. Like they weren't so distressed about it. He says, "Amar lahem, kimadum elish atem smeichem mikil kalasi." It seems to me you guys are happy on seeing my downfall. What is this? What kind of sensitivity? Amar lo, mistayar lecha ki garamto lecha kol ra hazos. We feel bad for you because you caused this. So it sounds like they're saying that we're almost like happy because you know we know the solution. You caused it to yourself. We feel bad for you. Mipnei ma lo hifash da maser karoi heitev. Why didn't you set aside ma'aser like the properly the way you're supposed to? This is a sharp thing that they're saying now. Look, and when the pasuk came to your hand, you were the Baal HaBayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kohen. It was as it were, Hashem was the Kohen, Shayah Master, Chal Kol Litei Ma'aniyim. The Master was it belongs to the portion of the Kohen, and Hashem, and you give it to the Kohen to give to the Aniyim. Mm-hmm. And it's like you're the Baal HaBayis, and you're giving it to Hashem on the receiving end. And now that you didn't separate its portion, lo to him, now it's as if Hashem has taken back your field. He owns the field. You're the coin. You're getting a tenth. And your field is Hashem gave you 100 kor. Your field's not producing. You're now in the receiving end. Okay, so that's the story which is reinforcing this thing that the Medrash had said that if you don't give it, you're going to lose money. So then there's another pasuk in the Torah which they darshan like this. It says in Bamidbar, "Hey, Ishas Kadosh Avlo Yiyu, a man his holy things to him they will be." This is a very unclear pasuk. I looked it up in Rashi. It says on that pasuk, Midrash and Mahar Beinem Rubo. Many midrash have been said about this pasuk because it's so unclear. What does it mean? It says the previous pasukim were talking about giving truma, giving matnas kahuna, and it says a man, his kadashim will be to him. Of course, I mean, if you give the kohen his kadashim, his truma, he owns it. Mm-hmm. What does it say? What does it mean? It says his kadashim will be to him. Kloma, meaning to say, kisheino mafish kalgan. So and Rashi also brings this as one of the pshatim, one of the explanations of the pasuk, that if you, it's talking about the negative. If you don't give off properly the ma'aser and the truma, if you don't do it, lo yiyya lo ela ha-kadashim, then you will only have the kadashim, kloma ha-ma'aser. Then that ma'aser that you were supposed to give off, if you don't give off, that's all you'll have. He says kadasha lo yiyyu. His kadashim, which is normally he's separating, he's giving to the kohen or to the Levi, lo yiyyu, they'll be to him if he doesn't give them. And on that, the Chachamim said, "Hamaki Master Sab the Sof Ba Shelo Yiyelo Ela Echad Me Eser." If he holds back his Meiser, in the end, he'll only have 1 out of 10. Kiddushiv brings the pasuk in Nach. Vizara Chomer Yasa Efa. The Chomer will produce an Efa. The Hainu Hamaser. That means the tenth, the Eifa Gimel Sa'im, does the math, and Eifa is 3 measures, 3 saw. V'chomer yesh lamed saw, the chomer has 30 saw, so instead of 30, you only have 3. Chen kisiv ki aseres simde kerem yasu bas achas. Another pasuk somewhere in Tanakh, it says 10 will produce 1. Harab yon, nasan ha upinyal, pirish, and another one of the Baal Tosfos said, hayotze min asadeh klomar, they'll be stolen. What comes out in the field, the tenth that you're supposed to give up, if you don't give it off, then Esav HaRasha, the Goyim, will take it. Sounds like he's saying that they'll take the tenth. Because Yotzei Lasada, right? Ish Sada, Ish Sada, Yaakov Ish Tam Yosef Olim.
Right.
So the second half of the Tosfos is talking about, you know, this thing that it actually works against you. That if you don't give the Meister, you're going to lose out. So the Tosfos is not addressing the point that we asked before from the Gevura Sari. That is the pasuk saying a promise. As opposed to saying you're talking about your kavana, I mean, Tosfos makes it seem like the main point is that he makes the 2 points in his Tosfos. One is that he says that the drasha applies to pragmatia, to the kol to vuas zarecha. It applies to business deals, not just to agriculture. Number two, he makes it seem like that forget about whether it's your kavana or not. If you don't do it, you're gonna lose out. Now, I wanted to just share with you this thing that Chavetz Chaim, I found this late last night, and didn't have a chance to look up all the sources he brings. Mm-hmm. But he says, HaFrash's Meister is Inyan Gadol. This is an Avos Chesed, Beis Perakil Ches. The take of Meister is a big deal. Kamo Sha'amru B'tainis, Al-Pasuk HaSeh Ta'aser, brings our Gemara. Mm-hmm. He says, in every case, it's Aser to test Hashem, except in this case, it's Mutter. Because of the pasuk of Yos Kal Maaser v'chanuni nabazos, and he says this is what's pasuk in Yeridaya. The Maaser mutter lenasos Hashem Yisbarach. With Maaser it's mutter to test Hashem. Now the Chavetz Chaim is talking about Maaser of money, because this Avos Chesed is a practical sefer halacha. Just like Mishnah Berurah, he wrote this as a halacha sefer for Bizman Zeh. So he's not talking about Maaser Rishon to give the Levi into the agriculture. And he says, as Paskin, you're there, Reish Mem Zayin, that you're allowed to test Hashem even with this. And then he brings in this footnote, there's a long footnote over here, he brings this Tosfos. He says, it's Mashma and Tosfos and Tainis Daf Tes, that this is a mitzvah with money as well, to get Meister. Then he says, don't think that it's only going to Meister Tzvua, it's even for Meister Ksafim. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that you're allowed to test Hashem with Ma'aser Ksafim. And he says the Piskei Tshuva in Yeradeya, which is one of the commentaries that brings in on the Shulchan Aruch, says that in many poskim, there are some poskim who say that, who argue the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that the mitzvah of Aser is only for Maaser Tzvua. It's not Doraisa, it's not a mitzvah from the Torah to give Maaser money. But the Shulchan, but Chavos Chaim says that the Shulchan Aruch, he says we pass him like this Shulchan Aruch. They say that even though it's a mitzvah of tzedakah, and tzedakah will make you rich, but it's to test Hashem is not allowed. You're only allowed to test Hashem with grain. I think what they mean is that, like, you know, if it's they don't really explain themselves that that if you have a field and this is literally what you're eating. And then you're allowed to test Hashem, then Hashem will provide for you to be able to eat. But these poskim would hold that you're not allowed to test Hashem when it comes to giving tzedakah and ma'aser for money. It's not directly what the pasuk is talking about, and we don't have the chiddush of chanuni. So they're limiting, and I guess it's not what you're putting, the food you're putting into your mouth. It's like one step removed, so you don't have the chiddush of chanuni nabazos.
But we still have the obligation.
They still would have it. He calls it. He says that. Well, that's a good question. What's the obligation? I remember Rabbi Frank spoke about it once. The chiyuv ma'aser is a tricky thing nowadays. It's ma'aser k'safin. And what would happen in a case where if a person would take up 10%, many people like this. You take up 10%, you yourself will have. You make yourself like needy.
Right.
You know.
Taxes count for ma'aser.
And how to calculate it, or tuition to children, what you pay for the children's tuition. So that's a whole discussion, and it's a very important question to talk about. So I wanted to go into that, but I didn't have the head and time to go into that. But that's definitely. But the starting point is whether there's a chiyuv ma'aser is doraisa. So that's from this Gemara that he's saying that Tosfos here says doraisa. Shulchan Aruch says that you can even test Hashem. That is to the extent you can even test Hashem with it, like just like ma'aser. So he wants to bring a raya. This is what I want to bring out. That nearly raya, shadinim ha-shulchan aruch. I want to bring a raya that the shulchan aruch is right, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you can even test Hashem with it. Because if you'll say it's only talking about tzvua, how could Rabbi Yochanan say to the child, zil nasi, go do it? Halab ma'isa k'safim aser l'nasas. He says, Rabbi Yochanan was telling the child, he was talking about ma'isa k'safim, wasn't talking about ma'isa rishon. This is the times of the Gemara. This is way after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Yochanan says to the child, you don't believe me? Go try it. So it must be he's talking about Meister Ksafen. And he's saying that...
Tosfos too? That must be afterward.
Tosfos...
When is this story supposed to take place?
Well, the story was... Rabbi Yochanan is early on.
Yeah, what about then the Tosfos, the Meister?
Oh, the Meister they bring from the Medrash? That we don't know. Yeah, but the Maisa is not talking about this point. Because the story that Tosfos brings is talking about the guy in the field, the production from the field.
Right.
So you can say that it's all only about the Maisa Rishon.
Right.
The first part of Tosfos where he says in the beginning of Tosfos is that it applies to money. So he says that how could you have told the child that it must be as if Maisa Ksafim is not the Raisa, how can you test Hashem in something which Hashem doesn't even require you to do? You can test Hashem. So if we're not chayiv in the Torah, then how can you test Hashem in it? So it must be that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So anyway, that's part of his discussion. So just to bring that in, I'm running out of time. But there's another thing. All right, we're running out of time. We can talk about it more later. Okay.